Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. It's Friday. Oh, yeah. And time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 8th of December, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours covered your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, if we haven't got enough apps on our phone already, let's add another one to the mix that kind of does what the other ones already do. Yep, instant messaging. Yeah, we've got WhatsApp for that. We've got Messenger for that. Well, let's just add in Instagram Direct now. Yeah, that is what the rumors are saying anyways. Instagram is planning on spinning out a direct messaging app, separate, of course, from its main Instagram app. Now, from what we're hearing, this is supposedly just going to be a test for now. Probably actually to see how you and I are actually going to use it with all our other messaging apps that we have already. It will actually start rolling out for iOS and Android users, but you gotta be in Chile, Israel, Italy, Portugal, Turkey, or Uruguay. Have no idea why they said those countries, but apparently it's only those countries. As you can probably guess, the new direct message app for Instagram will feel a hell of a lot like Snapchat. Users are gonna open the thing, the camera pan will then open, basically letting the user create new material, photos, videos, so they can share it with people. Oreo for Android Wear is available. Yep, Google's finally starting to roll out its Android Oreo update for Android Wear devices. It took a while, didn't it? Yeah. Although I have to say, I know some people that have Android Wear devices, they haven't got this update yet. So apparently it's one of these things that's rolling slow. Now Google's saying the Oreo for smartphones, that's a much bigger update. The Android Wear version of the update is a much more minor affair. You're just going to have the ability to change notification, vibration, strength. You can also manually lock the touchscreen in case, you know, say you're stuck out there in the rain. And you're also going to get support for 7 new countries and languages. Other than that, not really a big deal. Uber. A company that's a very much a love and hate relationship with its PR. This is definitely on the hate side, though. Now, in case you didn't know, there was a guy working over there at Uber. This was last year, by the way, that was responsible for, as you probably guessed, a massive data breach. What you may not know is the company actually paid him to destroy the data. Yeah, I'll let you sit there and think about this one for a second. Jeez. Now, in November, Uber revealed it suffered a major cyber attack in October of 2016. Again, we only hear about this crap a year later. And apparently it exposed about 57 million drivers and customers' data. Which, by the way, they covered up. Apparently Uber allegedly paid hackers a $100,000 ransom to delete the data and did not disclose what had happened to the media or the public. Plus, on top of that, Uber didn't really say how the hacker was paid, probably in Bitcoin, or who the hell he actually was. Which probably doesn't really matter anyways. I'm sure he wouldn't give his real name and address to Uber. The reason for Uber going about it this way, at least according to them, they felt the individual did not appear to pose a further threat. So it would be best just to pay him off. I'm still anxiously waiting the exact reason. How about you? And finally, it's, as you probably guessed, time for today's crap for Christmas. And I'm pretty confident we'll have Santa today, especially after all of his drunken ramblings on Twitter yesterday. You know, his usual excuses. By the way, if you want to follow Santa on Twitter, you can follow him at TheSantaClaus, as in C-L-A-W-S. Ooh, it's ringing. Now if he picks up.
Kyle,
nice to have you.
Yeah, sorry. I can't believe I did it again. I've been so sleepy of late.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the drugs I'm on.
Drugs? Yeah. What kind of drugs did your doctor prescribe you?
No, they're not prescribed by my doctor, God.
Oh.
They cost a fortune.
True.
It's like I'm famous, you see. Oh, free,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, so what are you doing?
I'm good, just getting ready for Christmas and stuff.
Yeah.
How about you? How are you?
Well, I've been a little bit low, I have to say. It's a depressing time of year for old people like myself at Christmas. Yeah, mostly because I have to work for a living.
True.
That's what really gets me down. It's been horrific.
Ah, come on, Santa. You got to get up there and get in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I buck myself up, don't worry. And I've got the new year to look through. Yeah, loads of hotties and loads of alcohol and more drugs.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
So today's crap for Christmas is absolutely splendid. It is unicorn poo. yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.
Lovely unicorn glitter poo.
Oh.
And slime putty.
Oh.
It's the ideal stocking filler, apparently. So yeah, this is a putty that you put in your hands.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be the poo that comes out of unicorns. Uh-huh. Never seen a unicorn myself.
Me neither.
Yeah. So I can't say.
Yeah.
But I believe it. Absolutely. Yeah. I believe in anything. Everyone should believe in Santa as well.
And they should, yes.
It's only got 1 star on Amazon, though.
Oh.
It's £4.05.
Yeah.
So you be the judge.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my recommendation.
Yay.
Unicorn glitter pool.
Lovely, Santa.
Superb. See you tomorrow, mate. Oh. Okay. Ho, ho, ho. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Santa. See, it's funny. He always says, see you tomorrow. I think he doesn't know tomorrow's Saturday. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Yep, you know that already. That's our official website. The podcast, the blog, reviews, they all live on over there. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter as well, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community, chatting it up over there at our Slack room. Come on and chat with us. Just head to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, yep, headed into the weekend. Looking forward to it, too. Don't worry, though. We will be back Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Friday and a great weekend. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.